opposed to a community water and sewer system. We also agreed to put deed restrictions in any subdivided land that would fall within the established groundwater management zones B and closer to the property. And I have this as enclosures for you, by the way. We came to these agreements with the county because we were working to ensure that the county engineering department was comfortable with our proposal, and moving forward, we will continue to work with the county and county engineers. In closing, we know about the big affordable housing problem and the concern that our vital services, EMS, nursing, police, fire department, will be understaffed as a result of not having enough homes for our servicemen and women. Correcting this oversight would allow us to be a candidate for the Sussex County's MPHU program, the Moderately Priced Housing Unit. We've submitted several letters of interest to the county's MPHU program, and we've received great feedback from this department. And we feel that this property would be an extremely viable candidate and be able to compete successfully based on location, price, and amenities. And let me just recap this two sentences. This property is contiguous to the border of the municipal boundaries of the town of Millsboro, contiguous to the county's town center zone on the proposed 2007 comp plan, and is contiguous to C1 commercial zone property. Because of this, we feel that it's an oversight that these properties are not in the growth zone, and we're formally requesting these parcels to be included in the growth zone on the 07 comprehensive land plan update. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll try to be brief, gentlemen. My name is Douglas Simpson. I'm a landowner in Sussex County. I have two things that I'd like to speak about, and one is your commitment to Sussex County rule, and I appreciate that. Having Dover bearing down on you is a great burden, I'm sure. Thank you for continuing to support the two homes per acre. That's critical to the values of farmland and woodland in this county. Kent County has proven that by changing their zoning that it does devalue land. I have a good friend, and he's in the audience, that had land appraised for the preservation program in Kent County, and there was a significant difference in the value of his land in the Kent County appraisal versus the Sussex County appraisals. So it does devalue land. And you know, farming and forestry, and we had a comment about clear cutting, and there's a lot of reason for clear cutting, and it has to do with the ecology of loblolly pines. So don't just think that clear cutting's absolutely a terrible thing. The other speakers that asked for the one home per 2 acres, 5, 10, and that sort of thing, if we'll go back and remember what the 5 and 10 acre mobile home lot did to Sussex County, you'll not go down that road again, I'm sure. So thank you very much for that. The other thing I want to talk about is we've heard a lot of people speak about the need for affordable housing in this county, and I'm presently enrolled in a project that's going to be working with that program, and thank you for having it. At the same time, remember that regulation comes with cost. I've met a lot of people that, they move here from another municipality, and they tell me, I sold a home for $400,000 that is less than the home I'm buying here for $200,000. Well, developers in New Jersey and Pennsylvania don't make $200,000 more for building a home in New Jersey. They simply have a higher cost of doing business. And that's what I came to say tonight. Thank you, gentlemen.
My name is Betsy Farlow. I'm just an ordinary person. I suppose if credentials need to be established, one side of the family have lived here for a long time. I have a son who is able to live here. He would hate it if I spoke for him, so I won't. And I have two children who had to move away for various reasons, something to do with jobs and places to live. So I have sort of a broad perspective on this, and I was looking at this plan, the third largest county east of the Mississippi, and you're going to try to plan how to use it. That's a huge